Hello, Leo friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Leo December 2022 mini-scope. So a more abbreviated version of the usual horoscopes that I make for you each month because we were affected by Hurricane Ian in the direct path. So we are still without internet as of the time of my recording this. So I've got to keep it more brief so it's easier for me to upload when I can find a place to do that to keep everything on time for you all, which is always super early. So this is for you if Leo is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other placement of Leo you're watching for. This is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Leo, so birthdays August 15th through the rest of the sign, or other Leo placements, 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I also suggest you listen to my Virgo report. You very late degree friends will benefit from both the Leo and the Virgo reading. If you don't want, there's a change to my visuals this month because of everything going on. So if you don't want to see what's on the screen on YouTube, but you want to hear the information, you can either scroll up and just listen, or you can find my syndicated podcast on Spotify and all major podcast venues. Just look for Annie Botticelli or Astro Kisses with Annie Botticelli. And if you are listening to the podcast version and you ever want to tune into the visuals, which are different every month, you can go to my YouTube channel. Okay, so we're going to talk about my wonderful theme for Leo this month, which is super positive vibes. Here's why. And I will go into all the goodies as to why I'm so excited about this time for Leos. And we'll talk about some things to watch out for, and I'll talk about some of the general astrology that will definitely be relevant for you. So first and foremost, and one of the things I'm most excited about, is that we're finally in the time of fellow fire sign Sagittarius. This started in November and continues very strongly through December, where the Sun, Venus, star goddess Hygieia, Mercury are all moving through fellow fire sign Sagittarius, making all of these beautiful trines the most favorable aspect in all of astrology for you. So it makes it a really wonderful time to see the good in things in your life, to get a more sort of optimistic way of looking at things, standing on a mountain, looking at the bigger picture and getting some peace from that, kind of how astronauts describe looking at the Earth from the sky, that they just get this very peaceful feeling. And so you have this opportunity to reframe how you see things. It's also a really great time to investigate what could become awareness of a hidden talent. Okay, so your creative juices are supercharged. So things that you love to do that are your creative pursuits can be very jazzed up at this time. Or something new or something that you're going back to that you loved to do. This is a great time for experimentation. This is a great time to say yes to that thing that someone says, hey, you want to take this class with me or you want to check this out. There's a lot of good energy in going back to things from the past, but there's also good energy of trying something new, especially if it's low stakes, okay? Meaning that if it doesn't work out, it's not a big deal, okay? These are the kind of things that we love for now, where even if you have something that could like turn out really, really well, but if it doesn't, it doesn't matter. Those are the types of risks to take now. And there's sort of an energy of risk taking. And I don't mean anything dangerous. Certainly not condoning or putting that onto your path, but the type of thing where you have to go out on a limb a little bit, maybe you have to be a little vulnerable, you know, maybe you have to go through some awkwardness to try something. You know, this is a really good time for those types of things because you really might uncover something that could be a lifelong pursuit, or like I said, like actually uncover a hidden gift or talent. So this is very exciting. And anything involving children or having children or children that you have or teaching children is very well activated at this time, as well as stuff in your romantic sector could be very sizzling. Okay, so let's look at some other things going on. We do have some outer planets in Aries, which are also fire signs that are continuing in a long-term way to give kisses to your Leo placements. And these are positions. Well, first of all, Chiron is involved, which means that things that were Chironic wounds or things that were hard for you, could turn out to be making lemonade from these things. Okay, so something that was difficult for you in the past, you may now wind up teaching about it and be able to sustain yourself with that money. Or you may have a breakthrough that then is able to help someone else that you care about or be fruitful in some way. And there's also a lot of good long-term energy around healing in general. Okay. So there's, you know, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, you've got a lot of good, super positive vibes in those departments. Okay. So we also have the energy of Jupiter. Just recently direct, November 23rd. So here we are in December, just a week after Jupiter's finally woken up. And that means a lot of things that went to sleep around July or got foggy or went into the backdrop might really start to rev up again. And all of these things can be involving Sagittarian pursuits because Sag rules the ninth house. And for you, when Jupiter is in Aries, it's going through the ninth house. So that means more of that Saggy energy that I talked about before. So it can bring in these themes of learning, finding a path for your learning, finding a path for you as the teacher, different languages, international audiences or connections, immigration or long distance trips. You might find that you're taking an amazing trip now. And this, you know, there's a lot of good energy around that for you, especially the end of November into the first couple of weeks of December before we get into that Mercury retrograde. Not that Mercury retrograde can't be good for travel, because it actually can. It just is kind of prone to changes and, you know, which sometimes we want a little more certainty when we travel, but I guess it depends on what type of trip it is. But in any case, you know, you've got really great energy around optimism and feeling better about things and feeling more hopeful, gathering information and writing or speaking. Okay, so if you want to share information, this is really, really super positive for all of this, and it's heating up in wonderful ways. We also have Mars still in retrograde, and this is going to be cooling certain things off for you. So certain things that started cooling off, Jupiter might not be getting those things going yet. So the best advice for this time, when we've got so much starting to push forward while we still have so much going backwards, is really just follow the flow. If you're getting frustrated because something you're trying to do isn't working and you can table that, it might be best to do that and just follow the flow, because you are going to notice that things are picking up or needing your attention. And if you just follow what the squeaky wheel is, then you can kind of get on the path of most ease. And really, that's what this work is about for me. Astrology is really in aligning with the natural rhythms of the universe. So there are layers of storyline here that you can tune into. And the more you know about them, that about them going on, the more you can detect, you know, and align. So just kind of hop on the path of least resistance at this time for your most joy. But the transit of Mars, if you can not force things and not, you know, get caught in that frustration pattern, is really super positive for Leo, because it's making that angle of opportunity for you. So friendships, social circles, social media, groups, you know, community projects, all of those things and networking are really, really, really enlivened at this time. And this month, especially for the first 3 weeks, is super social. So you might find that things are really, really, really busy and jumping, and you're really like trying to keep up and a little bit overwhelmed from the dizziness of it. But it's definitely going to give you a lot of opportunities to connect with others and to have really fulfilling conversations and connections. And also, on the topic of Gemini, we do have in the days around December 7th, the full moon in Gemini. So fullness, completion, fruition, coming to a communication project, a writing project, a social situation, a friendship, a networking event, something like that, for better and worse, a little drama for better or worse in those days. And all Leos can be affected by this, but you'll get more of a kiss from this for sure if you are in the range that's around 16 degrees. So we'll do 5 degrees before and after. So 11 degrees to 21 degrees, the closer to 16 degrees, the more you get the kiss. And that is pretty much equates to like August 1st through August 11th, and the closer to like August 5th, 6th, 7th, kind of in there, the more you get the direct kiss from that full moon. Now, when we look at the Capricorn, or full moon, rather, is that what I said? Okay, I hope so. So now when we look at the new moon and the days around December 23rd, we're looking at the new moon in Capricorn. So new birth, seed planting of things for your work, for your career. So the Capricorn new moon time can also bring new opportunities in your section of health, your daily routine, your workspace environment, your pets. So it's a really good time to set intentions, reset your priorities, and kind of, get deeper into your process of stress management and health and wellness. Something else to keep on the radar kind of for a longer term than just this month, but definitely true this month, is that Pluto is progressing through Capricorn and getting very close to finally getting into Aquarius. Pluto's been in Capricorn since 2008, but it's going to jump into Aquarius for the first time in the, first quarter of 2023. And the reason this is of special relevance, I mean, it's relevant to everybody, and the implications are very far-reaching. And it will be in Aquarius for a long time. But this is especially relevant for Leo friends because Pluto in Aquarius opposes your sign. And Pluto in Aquarius affects your relationship. So you're going to be, and I've been alluding to this in recent horoscopes, that this fatedness, this destiny involving relationships, involving clearing out karma in your relationships is really starting to activate. So you're going to see this starting to accentuate. And this is true for all Leo placements. There's a special extra intensity of this for those of you who are early degree Leos, so like, July 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, like the days around there, you've got extra intensity brewing. But really, all Leos, be on the lookout for those people, whether they're friendships or clients or romantic relationships or business partnerships, that are really, faded and like very clearly like you've known them before or that they're supposed to be happening. So we are out of the biggest part of the heat of eclipse season that was strongest in October, November, but you still may see some news and events and clarifying information and integration going on from those very intense Taurus Scorpio eclipses. If you haven't listened to my October and November reports, those will give you the lowdown on where those eclipses hit for you and the themes that are at play, which will still be echoing into December. So you can go to anniehelpsyou.com, sign up for my free email newsletter to get all of my top favorite aspects of the month, the dates, what you can expect from them, the things to be careful and awareful of, all delivered into your inbox 1 month early, plus more current information for what's happening now and in the upcoming times astrologically. You can see all that at anniehelpsyou.com. If you would like to learn astrology as a hobby or as your profession, I have courses that you can take, including my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. You can see all of this at loomlife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com. You can also see these links in the notes underneath the podcast or video. If you want to get extra content from me, so my extra private content portal subscription plus other ways of learning astrology, go to anniebastrology.com, astrology.com. And if you're looking for reading options and specialized education packages for astrological placements, you can go to anniebclarity.com, clarity.com. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.